Well, this morning we're continuing through this section of Luke, which we're looking at Jesus' ministry in Galilee. And this morning we're at Luke chapter 8. And we're going to read from the beginning of that chapter, verse 1 through to verse 21. Beginning on page 864, if you've got one of the church Bibles. Luke 8, verse 1 to 21. Soon afterwards, he went through cities and villages proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. And the 12 were with him, and also some women who had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, called Magdalene, from whom 7 demons had gone out. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's household manager. And Susanna and many others who provided for them out of their means. And when a great crowd was gathering, and people from town after town came to him, he said in a parable, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell along the path, and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. And some fell on the rock, and as it grew up, it withered away, because it had no moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up with it, and choked it. And some fell on good soil, and grew, and yielded 100-fold. As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears, let him hear." And when his disciples asked him what this parable meant, he said, "To you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of God, but for others they are in parables, so that seeing they may not see, and hearing they may not understand." Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. And the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear the word, receive it with joy. But these have no root. They believe for a while, and in time of testing, fall away. And as for what fell among the thorns, they are those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. As for that in the good soil, they are those who, hearing the word, hold it fast in an honest and good heart and bear fruit with patience. No one lighting a lamp covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care then how you hear, for to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he thinks he has will be taken away. Then his mother and brothers came to him, but they could not reach because of the crowd. And he was told, "Your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you." But he answered them, "My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it." Okay. Someone showed me an advert recently on the internet. I don't know, perhaps everyone's seen this, but it was the German Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard was sitting at his control panel, and a message came over the radio, a very British voice. It said, "Mayday, mayday, we're sinking." And the Coast Guard kind of looked at the radio, slightly confused, and the message comes again, "Mayday, mayday, we're sinking." And he leans forward and he picks up the radio and he said, "This is the German Coast Guard. What are you thinking about?" I thought it was quite funny. It shows the dangers of not hearing properly. I think it was an advert for language lessons, if you're interested. But I'm sure each one of us can think of times when we've perhaps not heard right, when we have misheard, and possibly when that has had consequences. And really the passage that we're looking at this morning is all about that. It's all about how we hear. And more specifically, Luke is recording what Jesus teaches the people, really as a warning to each one of us about how we are to hear the word of God. We know, don't we, that communication is a two-way process. It is not just about speaking. There is also the often neglected, often forgotten art of listening. And as God communicates with us through His Word, well, it's really, in some ways, very similar. We have the Word of God, and it is perfect. It is flawless. And yet this passage shines the light back on the listeners, back onto us. And it tells us that we are to be careful about how we hear. That having the Word of God is a great privilege to us, but it is also a great responsibility. And how we hear has huge consequences, has eternal consequences. And so let's look at this passage together. If you've got your Bibles with you, it would be really helpful to have it open in front of you as we look at these verses. And I'm really just to kind of quickly look through the first three verses which set the scene. Jesus once again proclaiming and bringing the good news of the kingdom of God. Once again, as so often the case in these chapters of Luke, we find Jesus sharing the word of God. And accompanying him, we see there's a group including the 12 and other people, a group accompanying him who have heard and responded as he has been sharing the word of God. And then following on from that,